Steve Gruber Show. When I host, we dig into the world of music, birthdays, anniversaries, number ones on this day, etc., etc. A happy birthday today to Dwight Yoakam, who turns 63. Country singer, actor, film director, and has sold more than 25 million records, 5 Billboard number one country albums, 9 platinum albums. He is, it says here, and I have no reason to doubt the information, but it is a surprise, the most frequent musical guest in the history of The Tonight Show. Could that possibly be true? Dwight Yoakam is the most frequent musical guest in the history of The Tonight Show? Impress your friends with the knowledge today. He's also starred in a number of films, too, including Sling Blade, and he was in Panic Room with Jodie Foster from some years ago. Plays kind of that weird, creepy, criminal element pretty darn well. Dwight Yoakam turns 63 years old today. Happy birthday. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on The Steve Gruber Show. Find the show online at Steve Gruber Show. And go to stevegruber.com for exclusive content, giveaways, and much more. Find it at stevegruber.com. All right, U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham is introducing a Senate resolution would argue any articles of impeachment should be dismissed in the Senate without a trial. A procedural tactic by Lindsey Graham. Don't know how it will go in the Senate, but Graham is fired up about things. And, he was very close friends with John McCain. And Graham is sort of like McCain in the way that you don't want to stand in his way when he's really fired up about something. He'll make sure you know how he feels, and he's pretty blunt about it. And so this is one of those issues when Lindsey Graham is pretty fired up, and he might be a force in the Senate on this issue. We have some audio from last night's Hannity program on the Fox News channel. Senator Lindsey Graham joining Sean Hannity in the program and opening up with describing what this resolution in the Senate would do. Lindsey Graham, cut one.
Yeah, so this resolution puts the Senate on record condemning the House for the future of the presidency. We cannot allow future presidents and this president to be impeached based on an inquiry in the House that's never been voted upon, that does not allow the president to confront the witnesses against him, call witnesses on his behalf, and cross-examine people who are accusing him of misdeeds. All I'm asking is give Donald Trump the same rights that Richard Nixon and Bill Clinton had when it comes to impeachment. And I'm insisting that Donald Trump be given the same rights every American has if you're given a parking ticket to confront the witnesses against you. Can't be based on hearsay. And here's the point of the resolution. Any impeachment vote based on this process to me is illegitimate, is unconstitutional, and should be dismissed in the Senate without a trial.
All right, Lindsey Graham last night on Hannity calling it the impeachment process as it stands illegitimate. Nancy Pelosi is still not taking the vote to officially begin the process. If she had the votes, why wouldn't she take the vote? If she had the votes, why wouldn't she take the vote? Lindsey Graham continues last night, Hannity on Fox. Cut two.
This whole this opening statement by Bill Taylor today, everybody is breathless. Here's a question. Why does the president of the Ukraine deny there's a quid pro quo? What do you know that he doesn't know? Why did the president of the Ukraine say during the phone call, I didn't know aid was suspended? And the president of the Ukraine, the alleged victim of all this, denies that there was a quid pro quo. He didn't feel threatened by the president of the United States. That only happens if you can confront the witnesses against you. This process in the House is being conducted behind closed doors. Republicans are being shut out. And if you had an inquiry vote, that allows Republicans and the president to call witnesses and to confront people accusing the president of misdeeds. That's what happened with Clinton. That's what happened with Nixon and Andrew Johnson. This is un-American at its core. What the House of Representatives is doing is a process of political revenge. It is alien to American due process. It should be dismissed quickly in the United States Senate. So what would happen if they impeach the president based on this closed door, behind the scenes, lack of due process, inquiry? We should dismiss it without a trial because it's illegitimate on its face. And if it is allowed to stand, there's no protection for future presidents.
Lindsey Graham last night on Hannity on Fox talking about his resolution he will introduce in the U.S. Senate and a little fired up about things. Graham also yesterday defending the president's comment that the impeachment inquiry amounted to a lynching. This is a sham. This is a joke, Lindsey Graham said. Complained interviews were not being made public. House Republicans could not call witnesses, and the whistleblower was allowed to remain anonymous. Graham said, quote, this is a lynching in every sense. Maybe not every sense. This is un-American, Graham said. He said lynching involves people who are out to get somebody for no good reason and take the law in their own hands. Yes, Graham said, African-Americans were lynched. Other people have lynched throughout history. What does lynching mean? That a mob grabs you. They don't give you a chance to defend yourself. They don't tell you what happened to you. They just destroy you. And as we heard in the previous segment, look, there was a wide cross-section of D.C. very unhappy about the president's use of the term lynching in his tweet. But we now know and now have heard that a certain somebody running for the Democratic presidential nomination also used the term lynching to describe an impeachment process back in 1998. Of course, that's then U.S. Senator Joe Biden talking about the impeachment of Bill Clinton. And Biden, we don't have time to squeeze it in here, but Biden also said that if things weren't done in the up and up, if things weren't done in the open, that could certainly look like a political lynching back in 1998. Wrong both times, okay both times, people should probably decide. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company, serving Michigan since 1947. Locally owned and operated, Wolverine delivers statewide. Get your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.